This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off hour number three of the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff there. It's all for free. The number is toll free, 800-259-9231. Get on that line and bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. We got a bunch of prep tonight, but man, immigration has been the hot topic this evening. I think it's going to continue to be a hot topic into the foreseeable future here
sure
in America.
Is.
And there's just a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of misunderstanding about this issue, and we're trying to clear it up. And now we've got RJ still on the line with us, who's been waiting very patiently in Montana, listening on KGEZ. RJ, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Now, RJ.
Man, I'm going to have to donate to get some of those ads off the air.
don't name names, but yeah, you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com.
Please don't.
Now, RJ.
No, please don't name names. Please do donate.
Yes, right? Exactly. Now, RJ, we're really radical people on Free Talk Live, apparently. We actually believe in freedom and liberty, and we believe in it on a consistent basis. Now, we already found some points of agreement a moment ago. I'm just going to recap them. RJ, you agree with us, as I understand it, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but you agree with us that we should get rid of government welfare.
Yes, as a phased out sense. Yes,
we should get. Now look, RJ, the private charities, private organizations can handle taking care of poor people and handle taking care of needy people. No
it's
doubt.
It's a personal
about it.
Responsibility, not an authorized governmental function.
Right. So let's get the government out of welfare. In fact, let's get the government out of education as well. How about that one, RJ?
I belong to an organization that calls for the separation of school and state.
Perfect. All right, you're with us there. That's two. We're two for two now.
And I love Ron Paul. So.
Okay, good, good. Let's also get the government out of providing health care services. That's not government's business, is it?
I think that the business of government was delineated and with enumerated powers that were mentioned in the Constitution, and everything not specifically given to government in the Constitution was retained by the states or the people.
As per the Tenth Amendment. You're correct, RJ. Now, so we're on the same page so far. Now, when we left during the last hour, you had made a comment. I said, well, RJ, if you agree with us that we should get the government out of those things, if we get the government out of those things, then the only kinds of immigrants that will be coming to America would be the ones that were looking for more liberty. And you said, no, there's going to be ones that want to take advantage of the financial underground. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I know that you guys are against the war on drugs, and I am too. It's been a huge waste of money, and we've sacrificed a lot of our liberties, but we
That's
haven't
true.
Stopped any flow of drugs. And I think that the war on terror is going to be much the same, in that we will not be able to win the war on terror any more than we could win the war on drugs.
You're preaching to the choir, RJ. Mm-hmm. We agree totally. So what is the financial underground?
And so it comes down to securing your borders. And you cannot make a presumption that everybody who's coming across these borders is coming here solely for liberty and freedom in the American way. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think the political implications will directly contradict that. And I think that the motivations and the experience of people when they're coming here, just like you cannot spread democracy, and we are not a democracy, but you cannot spread it at the barrel of a gun.
No doubt.
Now,
so I'm confused, RJ. What are they? If we get rid of all those government welfare programs, government education, government welfare, government health care, what are they going to come here for?
Well,
beyond freedom,
they'll come here for work. You know, there's no question they'll come here for work.
That's
and,
okay,
and at a certain point, you're going to reduce the value of everybody's labor. Now, you know, if you have an ideological sense that you know that this sense of freedom and liberty is worldwide, which I unfortunately don't agree with. It is not worldwide. It's the American experience is a unique experience politically.
I agree with that.
And those traditions and the culture that the gentleman that was on earlier tonight referred to is those American political traditions that are unique to this country, something that I seek to preserve. And I'm sure that we agree there as well.
Okay, I understand. We certainly have some unique traditions here.
But now, you know, just take
the
political implications of unlimited immigration, or even of mass immigration. At a certain point, it's not immigration, it's migration. At a certain point, it becomes colonization. At a certain point, the culture that is producing the immigrants or the invasion that we're experiencing right now is going to become dominant. You know, you take a look at your free state proposal.
Uh-huh.
You know, what do you intend to do with the free state movement? You intend to move to a political jurisdiction wherein you can become the majority
and have your
ideas become ascendant because they will be voted in democratically.
Well, now that's just you're absolutely right, and I see the analogy you're making, and it's fallacious. And here's why. They have elections in Mexico, too. I mean, people, they are
our
amalgamous...
Our political system is getting more and more to resemble Mexico all the time.
I totally agree with that. It's a mess. But the fact that we move some Mexicans in on the low end of our economic scale does not mean that our whole government is going to become as corrupt as theirs is. I mean, that's just not...
I think that they're not used to controlling their government. They're not used to the government serving the people. They're used to being in a subservient position.
All right, RJ, so we've agreed on a lot of things. We've agreed that...
So are our people.
We've agreed that government welfare is not a good thing. We want to get rid of it. But yet, even in a world where we could possibly envision getting rid of those things, those government handouts, you still are for immigration controls. So...
Certainly.
What kind of controls are you proposing?
I think we should control who enters this country and take those that will be a benefit to the country and refuse those that aren't.
Isn't that going to require a police state, RJ?
I think that's where this whole thing's pushing us.
Whoa! Your controls are going to require the police state.
I think a failure to control will result in us losing our country.
RJ, you admitted earlier that you thought the war on drugs... you thought the war on drugs was an abject failure, right?
Yes, it is.
If we can't keep drugs out of our own prisons, how do you honestly expect us to be able to keep immigrants out of this country?
Well, it's going to take a law enforcement effort on the border, and it's going to take removing the incentives for social services, socialist services.
Okay, we agree with getting rid of the socialism. That's fine, and we agree there. But, however, enforcement on the border isn't just going to be on the border. It's going to be in the United States as a whole, because once they get here, they're not going to just hang around the border. They're going to go wherever they want to and wherever the jobs are. We talked about a government program that's going to mandate that all employers check out potential employees with the federal government. That doesn't sound like freedom to me, RJ. If I want to start my own business and hire somebody, why should I have to go to the feds to ask permission?
You shouldn't. We should have secure borders so that wouldn't be necessary.
But you're living in fantasy land, RJ, because
we all are to a certain degree. And that's the problem in what I'm listening to you guys is, because I want to agree with you.
Right.
And where does the fantasy stop and reality begin? And I think that the political implications of unlimited or mass immigration cannot be underestimated.
The reality of immigration is people will want to continue coming here as long as our country is more free than some others.
Until our wage rate gets to be lower than theirs. I think there's a great equaling and a leveling going to
go on here, and you're
going to bring people into this country until our wage rates are depressed to the same level as the rest of the world.
Speaking of wages, are you a fan of the minimum wage?
No.
So should we get rid of the minimum wage?
Yes.
Well, if we got rid of the minimum wage, the wage might drop anyway. Because
it might
somebody
drop,
might
but it, you know, there's entry level jobs and kids that need to get jobs that for experience. And
I agree with getting rid of the minimum wage, but that is going to create possibly a drop in the wages. Now, to be fair,
it's a labor market. Now, the more labor supply you have, the lower the pay is.
But also, when you supply more labor...
And you keep on bringing in unskilled labor, then those Americans who happen to find themselves in the unfortunate situation of doing jobs that Americans don't want to do, but do it out of necessity...
RJ, you're not looking at the other side of the equation. Even though there's more labor coming in, the labor is also going to be needing services and products as well, so therefore there are more jobs created.
Well, yeah, but we've already shipped... We're shipping our manufacturing infrastructure to China.
That's the government's fault.
But it'll come back because you've got to remember there's transportation costs in going from India and all that other stuff.
Yeah, but they have virtually free labor. You know,
that's what we'll have, too. You can believe we'll have virtually free labor.
RJ.
And manufacturing there.
RJ, stop. Hold on.
Okay.
The reason why those jobs are leaving the country is because of the feds creating all kinds of regulations and rules and restrictions on business owners here in America, so their only option is to be able to go to another country and do the work there. If we get the federal government out of business, it's even more than that.
We're giving export-import bank loan guarantees to mega corporations.
I'm sure there is more to it, but the fact is, if we let businesses operate without the control of the federal government, we'll have more freedom, more liberty, and more jobs staying here. It was a great call, man. We appreciate you making it. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Free Talk Live coming back in moments.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you take control of the airwaves, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list. It's simple. It's free. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, whether it be a brand new feature on the website, something new that we want to draw your attention to, we'll send it to you in your email box if you're on the updates list. So go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Call still rolling in here. Immigration is a hot topic. We continue with them. Let's go to Unruly Adam in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Don't get out of hand, sir.
Hello, Unruly Adam. He's gone.
What a waste of a joke. I suck.
All right, let's try John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Gentlemen.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
How's it going over there?
Good. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I first of all, I have to say congratulations. When it gets to be this tough to get through, I'm thinking that you guys are making it in talk radio.
Thank you.
We haven't made any money yet, but we're doing something out here.
You get the point. I didn't know I'd listen to that much immigration stuff.
Neither did we.
Maybe I can try to do a little bit of segue, because there's some folks with concerns of globalization and corporate globalization and the banks. Maybe they could look at the Liberty Dollar, which you guys advertise, and all that stuff. But there was Jane on there and Dave, and maybe I can use Dave to do the segue. Dave said, why don't we start acting like free people? And I thought that struck exactly what I was calling about. The federal government, which, some people may or may not think ties in with all that other globalization stuff, the real ID. Moving towards a national ID.
Which is something the anti-immigration people are for. They like the idea of a national ID because it'll keep them out. It'll help keep the immigrants out.
This is why I want to say to Dave, and I want to say to Jane, and I want to say to the gentleman over there in Montana, let's not give away all our liberties because of the things that we hate or distrust or are afraid of or whatever it is. Anyway, the point is, up here in New Hampshire, we are living like free people. We're imperfect like everybody else.
Right.
Today,
yeah, you've got property taxes. We've got to work on that, John.
Well, yeah. Come on up. We'd love to have you. That's
we're working on it. I got a home inspection next week, man. We're good.
I can't wait to meet you guys.
All righty, sir.
Great. So today, we had let me back up a minute.
Yeah.
2 days ago, I've been up here almost 2 years. And I don't call my state reps all the time and bug them on all the issues. Some people are very active, and there's various groups that do different things.
Sure.
There's a New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. They like to dress up in the suits and ties, and they go to Concord, and they deal with the legislation.
That's right.
God bless them. They do that stuff. I'm a little more on the so-called radical side. I take my Gadsden flag, and I go out, and I customize it and put nhfree.com on my
Super.
Gadsden flag and go out and fly that. There's a little bit of in between.
There's room in the freedom movement for all kinds of different people, no doubt about it.
So there's a whole lot of fun with that, and there's a little bit of tension between one group and the other occasionally. And that's the great thing about freedom. If you don't like one group, go join the other. Guess what? Join both and don't be as active in one.
Or here's another option. Start your own group.
Exactly. Perfect.
There you go.
What happened today, first time I've seen it in New Hampshire, backing up again, 2 days ago, the Real ID Act is something that I said, okay, I've been keeping my powder dry. I don't bother these folks all that much.
Right.
Let me call my state senator. The New Hampshire House recently overwhelmingly passed a bill to keep New Hampshire out of the federal Real ID Act.
That's right. It was just a fantastic news. We reported on it here on Free Talk Live, which is, I think there's maybe one other state, maybe it's Montana or Wyoming, one of those two, that has also opted out of Real ID. And it's going to the Senate now for a vote, I think coming up soon, sometime this month, right?
Yeah, and so we're hearing that news. Now all of a sudden this is moving very quickly. So I call my state senator and talk to him at home, by the way, on
right.
the phone. Pleasant conversation. That's the way it is up here.
Yes.
Very easy to get
I agree.
To these
so
people.
Tell me what happened.
Well, right after I called them, I got an email from New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and there was an event planned for today, a press conference, and I went there, and I was surprised to see there were 13 groups, and I couldn't tell you what they all were, but there were taxpayer groups, Libertarian Party, gun owners groups, privacy advocates, etc. 13 groups did a press conference at the Legislative Office Building, signed a request to the New Hampshire Legislature to keep us out of the Real ID.
Wow.
This was
quite a coalition, huh?
Say what?
Quite a coalition.
It was amazing. The only time what it reminded me of was when I first learned about FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association,
right.
And I saw all these diverse groups that don't agree on a lot of different things coming together. And there's something
that is fantastic. You know what also I've seen coming up, I think that later on in this month there's going to be some sort of large protest at the Capitol in New Hampshire protesting Real ID. They're going to set up a fake checkpoint. And
it's going to be on the 22nd.
Yeah, the 22nd they're going to be acting kind of like Nazi-esque, demanding people's identification to kind of pound the message home about what's going to happen here. You know, if we
allow this working on Saturdays, but I'm very happy that I don't have to work on that day, and I'll be part of that.
Super. Well, clue us in when that happens. Give us a call and give us the wrap up on that, if you would, please, John. We really appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for it, and we're glad you're up there in New Hampshire fighting for freedom, because Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org. And you can wait if you want. You can wait. You can hold back. You can watch what happens, because things will be happening. More liberty is going to be happening within the Free State, and it's going to be a matter of people that care enough about it who are going to pick up their lives and move them up to New Hampshire and make a difference, as he was talking about. You know, you don't have to do every single activism thing. Pick up your phone from time to time. Call your senators, get out and vote, and talk to friends and family member about liberty, because you're going to be sitting there in your state, wherever you are, watching what's going on as the Real ID Act is implemented in your state.
Right.
And then you're going to see New Hampshire doesn't have the Real ID, and you're going to have all kinds of new police state things coming down in your state. You know, I suggest you join the Free State Project before you can't leave. I mean, before it gets so bad in this country with all these immigration crackdowns, before they actually start putting, state troopers at the borders. You think that would happen in America? You think that's possible?
It could happen.
Can you imagine if, for instance, Alabama got so freaked out about the immigration problem in America, that they just decided to put state troopers all around their borders and check identification of everyone coming in?
Whatever the reason was at the time, it would seem reasonable to most people.
Just like it would seem reasonable if all of a sudden the TSA said, "Hey, step on over here. It's only going to take 30 seconds. We have just a quick lie detector test for you. You don't have anything to hide, do you?"
I actually saw the scariest thing ever when I flew out of Orlando. Now,
really?
They're only doing this in a few airports. It's a voluntary program at the moment called CLEAR. And the way CLEAR works is it's basically a speed pass through the security checkpoint. And the way they set it up is it costs you $79 a year.
Mm-hmm.
They take all your biometric info. They get your fingerprints, your retina, you know, an iris scan, all of that stuff. And they do a background check, and then they give you a little card.
Oh, my. Oh, my. We're going to come back and with more. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, the broadband version of the show's there, dial-up version, both of them free. Go get them. freetalklive.com. All right. I think we have exhausted immigration, finally, for this evening. You can bring up anything, as always. But we're going to go to the amplifier-only line. And by the way, still coming up here, I don't know what we're going to have to really be choosy tonight. Because, Torgo, you got some really interesting stories.
I do. I always do. I'm just an interesting guy.
I want to get to one of them at least. So which one do you really want to get to tonight?
I really want to get to the intruder on the White House lawn.
Okay. That's the one we're going to get to if we get a chance. But first, we've got to go to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on the Amplifier Only line of Free Talk Live. Hello.
I'm not talking to you.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Well, yeah, it's okay. Anyway, I've got a business proposition for Ian tonight.
This isn't really the appropriate venue for a business proposition, but I'll let you go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, it's kind of playful. I'm to understand that you have a lot of MySpace friend requests for the Free Talk Live profile.
We do, as a matter of fact.
So many, in fact, that it's kind of hard to manage them all when you have to add them all.
It is a little overwhelming.
So what I'm offering to you is a program to do it for you.
Really?
Are we going to hire immigrants?
No, I'll do it myself. I'm a good old American boy.
So wait, are you going to write a program, or are you just going to do the actual work?
No, I'll write you a piece of software that you can use to do it.
But what about, okay, now here's a problem, though. The MySpace thing, when you go through so many comments, when you post so many comments on people's profiles, it comes up with a little checker. With those funny little, it's called CAPTCHA. It's got letters and numbers, and in the background there's all kinds of crazy colors. So your robots that you write have a tough time decoding those. That way you actually have to have a human being monitoring it.
It does that when you just approve a friend request?
No, not approving friend requests, but we leave a comment on every new friend with a neat little cartoon that drives people to our website.
How quickly do you do that? Like, how fast in succession? Because you can always put a timer on it and do, like, 1 minute and let it run all night or something.
I see what you're saying.
Mean, there's ways to work around it. Now, let me give you what my terms are, just so we keep it well-rounded.
Okay.
On your Free Talk Live MySpace profile, I want you to put the no torture ribbon in your top 8.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll have to talk about this off the air, Triddle. It's interesting. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I got to say that Manwich is, in fact, the most gracious of the hosts because he did it for free.
Now,
he'll do anything.
I wasn't asked, but then again, I don't have a MySpace profile, so that doesn't count.
Well, I didn't see yours on there.
He shut it down. He's anti-MySpace. He's
I hate
protesting.
Them. They should also die in a fire.
I would be anti-MySpace, too, because the thing keeps breaking on me, but I'm using them, so I'll stick with it for now.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Thanks, right, Triddle. Bye.
Thanks, Triddle.
He wants to replace V. I got V from V for Vendetta up on our MySpace in the top 8.
Well, in the top 8, but
in
there's
the top
still
eight,
another
yeah.
7.
Yeah, that's true.
Not unless you have 7 different images, like 7 different profiles that have images from that movie. So I was like, the top 8, V for Vendetta.
All right, hey, let's get to your prep there, Torgo. Finally, the first prep of the evening.
I know, and, you know, you'd think that I'd have it ready.
Tisk, tisk.
I was so enthralled by everything that Triddle had to say.
Apparently there was some sort of screaming man on the White House lawn
yeah,
on the
got
weekend.
It. Yes, I've got it here. An unarmed intruder. This is just really interesting. An unarmed intruder with a history of jumping the White House fence was subdued at gunpoint yesterday. After entering the grounds of the executive mansion while the president was home.
Okay.
The bearded man, wearing a ragged T-shirt that said, God bless America, scaled the White House fence, ran onto the front lawn, waving his arms and screaming, I'm a victim of terrorism!
What's that mean?
He did all of this before the Secret Service shut him down.
Right. Terrorized his butt.
Yeah, exactly. President Bush was inside the White House at the time, having returned earlier from church and a bike ride.
Wait, they haven't identified this guy yet?
No. I don't think they've released his identity.
They probably know his name. The Secret Service probably came out there, come on, Joe.
let's
saw
see.
You last month.
You're not a victim of terrorists. Come on, stop. Come here. Come here. Jim, catch him. Kick him. Kick him.
Well, the Secret Service spokesman said that the agents took any breach seriously, but the suspect, who had climbed the White House fence three times before, made no spoken threats against the president.
But he's a victim of terrorism.
Yeah, I know. A dozen members of the White House emergency response team, some crouching with guns drawn and one holding a parking dog, a barking dog.
Woo! Parking dogs help you park?
I don't speak English very well anymore. I've been influenced by all the illegals. surrounded the intruder on a patio. He was forced to his knees, handcuffed, and led away. No, he did get identified as Brian Lee Patterson. And said he would be charged with unlawful entry and contempt of court for violating a court order to stay away from the White House.
Court orders work so well.
Yeah. After he intruded in February.
They keep people away from, they keep stalkers away from people. They keep scary people away from people.
Good thing courts are ordering people to do stuff.
The thing about this, though, it was the second major security incident at the White House in just over 2 weeks. Because a man was arrested on March 22nd after throwing an object over the fence.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And triggering a bomb scare that closed down the front gates. And they didn't find any explosives. Now,
they did find somebody's
McDonald's
drink.
Right. And apparently the Secret Service says that this particular man has tossed suspicious objects over the fence before. So apparently you can just walk by the White House, climb the fence, throw stuff over it. Right. Real well guarded. You know, I wonder if they would notice somebody with a shoulder-mounted RPG launcher just sitting out there on the street.
Well, they would probably notice that. The thing is that's not, it's not fair. You make it seem like the White House is any other house, and when people walk by, you know, it's just one person walking by your house. No, there's 100 people hanging on this damn fence.
If you start climbing that fence, you should not be getting over it.
This is the White House.
There should be snipers.
It's a long distance from the house to the fence.
Snipers.
You want these people shot for going over the fence? He's just a crazy guy.
If he's climbing over the fence to get to the White House, shoot him.
Wouldn't it be easier to just put barbed wire up there? I mean, why haven't they done that yet?
I think it would be easier to electrify the fence and poison the top and have dogs roaming around inside, ninjas and snipers. Parking dogs.
It never hurts to have big, scary dogs.
A big scary dog. But then the grass. They have very nice grass there. And
dogs help with the grass. No. You poop and you pee and it helps the grass.
I'm sorry, dog poop does not help with grass.
It doesn't?
No, that's
doesn't
cow
it provide
poop.
Much needed nutrients?
No. That's why the brown spots come on your lawn. They're carnivores. They can't have them pooping on the grass and expect it to grow.
Well, that was an interesting discussion of feces. So, but no, I seriously do think, now, as much as I don't support the government and all of that,
yeah.
I think in this system, with things the way they are, if you are someone who is climbing the fence of the White House, you absolutely should be killed on sight. Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
You forfeit your life. You worthless human being.
There has to be warning. I mean, there has to be fair warning. There has to be signs.
Fine, a sign. You will be shot on sight if you climb this fence. Fair.
But then you can't go, look, I mean, I built that house. That's my money that built that house.
If I go and look,
but it wasn't my money then, but now it is. That makes
okay.
it... Communally, my house.
Standing on the fence is one thing. If he crests the top of that fence,
you're giving some government puke. You're making him decide when you're actually climbing and when you're standing and when you're leaning. He doesn't know. He's just going to cap everybody.
If you crest the top and throw a leg over, you're done.
Now it's a leg over.
Hey, more coming back. 800-259-9231. We got an email from someone that says that I'm too rigid and uncaring. We'll explore that on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You are rigid.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of neat stuff, including the bulletin board system, with about 1,200 people interacting there and over 96,000 posts. That means you can surf around and find all kinds of different conversations, everything from fun, lighthearted material to the serious issues and arguments and stuff like that are all there. The BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So I got an email in here, and it's a multiple-topic email. And I don't know, we'll probably only be able to get to one or two of them. The first one, compassionate libertarianism. He says, I think it's Kevin, he says, Ian, I mean no disrespect. I need no disrespect, but I feel that sometimes you're too rigid and uncaring in your stance on some issues. Statements like, and I can only paraphrase, quote, I hope that cop takes a bullet for such and such. Or about the mother suing the toy company over the death of her son after having ingested small magnets, where I said allegedly, I'm so glad her son died. She deserves it. Or,
it does kind of sound like something. I was there, and it sounds kind of like what was going
close.
On.
Yeah, yeah. Real close.
That's pretty close, but yeah, I love that. Somebody that dumb deserves their child to die in a horrible,
horrible fashion. There are definitely people who deserve to die, so I like it when Ian calls them.
All right. Well, here's his other one. He says, also, I've said, I'm glad my old lady had a miscarriage. Says, it makes me absolutely cringe. Empathy's important.
Wait, did you make that statement?
Yeah.
That you're glad she had a miscarriage?
Well, yeah. She's not ready to have a kid.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you made a statement. I'm sorry. The way you read it made it sound like you just said it, like, vindictively.
No.
Like, man, I'm glad she had a miscarriage.
No.
More trauma for her.
He's not vindictive in that respect. Towards normal people. Towards cops, he's absolutely vindictive. But towards normal people, he's not. He's just completely callous and uncaring.
That's not true
it's
at
true.
All.
It's true. Unless you're, like, it's pointed out to you. You know, like, you err on the
what
side of
talking
callous.
About callous. And I'm a little jaded and cynical towards the world, but that doesn't make me uncaring.
He's not uncaring. He just doesn't have any social skills.
He's a man without a soul.
That's also very true. But
no soul.
He believes that none of us have souls. Atheism, you know.
I have a soul.
Okay.
I get to have one.
I actually have. I just have soul.
Let me finish the rest of his accusations.
Jump
okay.
Back.
He says empathy is important to have if you're going to win people over to your way of thinking, and empathy breeds charity. Charity is important for building strong communities that don't need to be mollycoddled by the government. I feel that Manwich often has a more empathetic perspective on many issues. I like the way that he balances the discussion.
That's very true. Manwich is a woman.
Yes.
That's not very nice.
I think that I have empathy for people. I just when you're so stupid as to allow your child,
you have to beg it like that. I think I've got. Don't I have empathy?
Please.
Then you don't.
Now wait a minute. I don't think you should have empathy for stupid people. I mean, in the case of this woman,
haven't you done stupid things before?
Yes, and I don't empathize with them. I'm embarrassed by them. This woman. With the magnets.
Yes.
She let her two-year-old son, as I remember, two or three, I think it was two, though. She let her two-year-old son play with the magnetics toys. Remember these, Torgo? These little, they're little...
The little sticks and the magnetic balls.
Yeah, we have them here in the studio.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're little silver balls and little magnetic sticks and they're different colors.
Something that a four-year-old shouldn't have, let alone a two-year-old.
I
can't imagine how this occurred.
She let her two-year-old have these... Unsupervised. I mean, they shouldn't even have them supervised. But to allow them unsupervised is just total insanity. I'm supposed to have empathy for that? That's just just stupid. I don't feel sorry for her either. She should have known better than that. I'm not a parent, but I know better than to give a kid something that can shove down his throat.
I understand. I don't think it comes from you should empathize with her for losing her child, but maybe you should at least acknowledge the fact that it's kind of a sad thing that the kid died.
I said something like
okay.
that, I think. But then I don't want any kids to die.
Then he's like, the woman deserved to have her kid die.
Well, it's inevitable. If you're going to be a stupid parent and give your kids a bunch of tiny little toys to shove down their throat, your kids are going to get hurt if not die.
I think the way to go about stating this is that, you know, as much as I feel for this woman and I know that it's painful to lose a child, is it just because she made a mistake, and it is a mistake to give these little toys to a two-year-old, just because she made a mistake, the company shouldn't be run out of business. The employees
right.
that work for this company shouldn't be put on the street. And I shouldn't have my ability to buy these magnetics toys taken away. I think that's a much more...
With his first example of the cops taking a bullet, look, if you're following bad orders, you deserve to feel some pain as a result of that. I mean, it's been pointed out that in Nazi Germany, when the SS was going door-to-door, confiscating people and confiscating weapons and harassing people, if the good people of Germany had met them with clubs and guns and weapons and had fought them off, they wouldn't have continued going door-to-door anymore. I mean, literally, if you want to stop tyranny, it may have to come to force. That's all I'm suggesting. That's all. Call me uncaring and unsympathetic, but I don't care for bad cops. I don't care for cops that are going to enforce tyranny on an innocent populace.
You don't
and
like
I'll
cops,
call it,
period.
I'll call it as I see it. No, there are plenty of cops out there that are good guys, but unfortunately, we run them out of the business. We got an email from one of them recently that was in the business before. I don't think we read it on the air, but I think it actually has come in and we haven't gotten to it yet. But he was in the business for a while, and he got out because he couldn't stand working in the bureaucracy anymore. We're running off all the good cops with all the stupid rules. So there you go. Callous, cynical, jaded. At least you're here, man. Which 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. The email continues, by the way, with a question about how many old farts are moving to New Hampshire. His words, not mine. Coming back to Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, so if you want to get your call in, now's the time to make it. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, the wiki, updates, live streaming, and more. It's all for free on our site. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, then consider becoming an amplifier. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, spreading the message of freedom and liberty, however jaded I might be, if you like that, then become an amplifier for $3 a month. It's very simple. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. PayPal, credit cards, we make it easy for you. It automatically is deducted. We take $3 in and turn it right back around into promotion for the show. We buy, for instance, radio industry advertisements. We buy advertisements online to drive new internet listeners to the show and more. There's detail there about where the money goes. And you can find out some of the perks as well, like our amplifier-only call-in line, the amplifier archives, the classic archives that we give away to the amplifiers and more. So get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. The final goal of the AMP program is to reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. So, amp.freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of an email here, and multiple topics. Our emailer writes in, Let's see. My home state, Pennsylvania, has the second highest number of residents over the age of 65 in the United States. Of course, your Florida is first.
Absolutely.
If only retirees move to the free state, then the project may be in serious jeopardy of dying out after just a short decade or two. How many of the free staters are of childbearing age? Are these statistics being tracked? The project needs families and people of childbearing age to move to New Hampshire. Hopefully they can instill libertarian ideals in their children. This way, these ideals are more likely to be passed down to successive generations. Well, as a matter of fact, the Free State Project is a younger generation kind of a movement. The majority of the members, they do have the demographics. I mean, of the people that responded to the demographics request, they're not required to sign up for the project.
And libertarians aren't really the sort that would.
But of those who responded, majority, I believe, is between 25 and 35.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
And I bet the majority is also male. You know, there's that there's that first 1,000 group.
That's right.
I think we should also have another distinction for, like, the first 500 fertile young women. You know, they should just pledge, I am a fertile young woman, and I pledge to repopulate New Hampshire with freedom, babies.
Yeah, but most the thing is a lot of the women in this program, in the Free State Project program, are coming from couples.
You know, I know.
The guy's dragging them.
So, yes,
off
the
they go.
To answer his question,
not just because your wife is going to be like that,
if she ever comes up.
Yeah, she hasn't signed up for anything.
She's a statist.
She's not signing that stuff. So, there you go. There's your answer. Yes, the Free State Project is a younger person's movement, but there are some people of older age involved with it as well. People that are still seeking liberty in their lifetimes. And finally, his final question is, in regards to biblical literalists, apparently I mentioned something about being opposed to people handing out literature. He says, I wonder whether you'd feel the same way toward people handing out pamphlets that promoted issues you agree with, such as the legalization of drugs. Look, I'm against people handing out pamphlets, period. That doesn't mean I want to pass a law about it or anything like that, but it just seems to me that if you're handing out pamphlets, most of them get thrown away. It doesn't matter if it's religious or political or whatever it is that the point is with your pamphlet. If you just stand somewhere and spam pamphlets out to people, you're just throwing money away on printing costs.
Now, would it bother you if you were walking down the street and a Christian asked you to stop and answer a couple of questions to see whether or not you believe in God?
There's nothing wrong with asking someone a question.
Okay.
And I certainly wouldn't pass laws against people handing out pamphlets. Go ahead, spend all your money on your pamphlet.
The problem is somebody like me, you're going to ask me, and I'm going to monopolize all their time talking to them about that stuff.
We are done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And Manwich will come back and monopolize 3 more hours with you tomorrow night. It's Free Talk Live. We'll see you online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you